It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Well, this morning here on Green Visions, we welcome Elena Johnson, AmeriCorps volunteer with the City of Duluth. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thanks for joining us. We want to let people know about an opportunity to participate in keeping the city green, and it's been called Trash Talker. Tell us a little bit about this opportunity.
Yeah, so I've been working a bit with the Cheshire Creek Improvement Club, and so they were really on board with doing some low waste stuff at their at the park there. And then we kind of came up with the idea of trying to make the Chester Creek Concert Series low waste. So the trash talking kind of came out of that, and having an opportunity for volunteers to kind of give guidance to people if they are confused about where to put their recyclables or their compostables. So it's kind of like a hands-on experience for that.
Well, let's step back. There is a way to make it things low waste, and especially over the summer when people gather in parks for all sorts of events. Chester Creek Concert is one of those events where people bring their chairs, and in the end, there is some more waste. And it is true. It can be confusing. Well, do I recycle this? Is it compostable? Talk about what exactly does a trash talker do then?
Yeah, so we kind of work on setting up the stations and making sure the signage is really clear. And then, you know, we have volunteers at the stations and kind of giving guidance to people when they come up and look confused or whatever, and thank them for recycling or putting their compostables in the right container. So, yeah, it's definitely educational, especially for the kids. So
it is the kind of thing that helps with a little guidance, especially people who are used to just putting everything into the one trash bin. I think people have become accustomed to multiple bins, but not everybody. And especially at parks, there is still often one bin.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, so a lot of my position has been trying to expand for recycling, and then trying to pilot the organics collection for events.
And what does that look like? Is that a huge effort? Is there well-labeled cans kind of all the time, or is it just during Chester Creek concerts, or will they remain at the park? Is this something that we'll be able to find more often?
I would say that the recycling bins, we're trying to get more of those out. But the organics collection is kind of more of a pop-up station that we're working with WLSSD to have the organics collection. So that's hopefully, I mean, in the future, I'm hoping that there'll be the possibility of it within the park system. But for now, it's kind of just for events.
And I find visiting a lot of Duluth parks and parks in general, there is often one receptacle and not recycling. Talk about what are the efforts within the city, and what is your particular efforts on just bringing even just recycling to parks and park events?
Yeah, I mean, that's been most of my focus for my service here. And so I guess like the effort has really, I think, taken off. I think everyone in the city is on board with it. It's just it's a little bit, it can be a little costly to implement with the containers. You have to find grants to pay for those and stuff. So that's most of the effort that the city is putting in. But a lot of my position has also been trying to make sure that they're in good places and then rearranging the recycling containers that we do have already so that we can optimize and have recycling at as many parks as possible.
Well, it all helps keep things out of the landfill. If the people want to participate or help out at the Chester Creek Concert Series, is there that opportunity?
Yes. So you can either look at the Facebook page, and there's the event for, it's every Tuesday night for the rest of the summer until the 14th of August. And so you can look at the event there. There should be a link to the volunteer calendar for the City of Duluth, and that's a good place to sign up. I also believe there should be my email on there as well. You can also just contact me that way. So, yeah.
Excellent. And we'll put those links here at KUMD.org. Elena Johnson, thanks for joining us here on Green Visions this morning on Northland Morning.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Ports supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.